So thank you for listening to this podcast. If this is your first time, you can listen to other podcasts that I've created in the past. And in this podcast, I'll be sharing how to create a value support statement. And before you hop into these podcasts, if you need help with your cold email campaigns, you need help with copywriting, anything related to copywriting, all you have to do is to go on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, search Elvis Courage, and you can message me for free. So before we hop into this thing, you need to understand what a valuable support statement is, like what a support statement is. So a support statement is where you transition into how your product or service can help your prospect to be more successful. So the purpose of a sales call is to get more businesses, but it's also an opportunity to learn more about a business and the person that is running it. The main reason why I hop on a sales call is to, learn more about, the person that is in charge of the business, the challenges that the business is facing, and to get more businesses, to get more customers, to present our solution, to present what we have to offer as a solution to the current challenge that they are facing. So, to deliver a good support statement, you need to shift your thinking. That's the number one thing that you need to do. The call is about your prospects, not about you. So I think most people make this mistake because when they hop on a sales call, instead of them to, talk more about their prospects, more ask good questions, they only enter and they create a deck that will show the pricing of their products, how they started, all these things. And the only thing that happened during the sales call is that the person that you're talking to gets bored, and when someone gets bored with what you're offering, they are no longer curious, they're no longer interested in what you have to say. So the only thing they miss at the end of the sales call is, let me talk with my business partner, or I'll get back to you, or can you send me a proposal so we can do this and this. What's like, they really got bored during the conversation because we are focusing the conversation on you and not on them. So you should set up a sales call to learn about what particular opportunities and challenges face your prospect's business, and if your prospect and if your product is, or if your product or service could be of benefit to them. The main reason you set up a sales call is, to learn more about your prospect's business and if what you have to offer will be of good benefit to them. If you're offering content marketing right now and you meet a new startup, the main reason why you set up a sales call with them is, to understand whether they might need content, whether they might need your help in content marketing, to understand if they are planning to create content in the future or if they just want to run ads for the company. So, and to understand more about the, the vision of the company, the person that is running the company, the background of the person that is running the company, and why they might want to go with ads or why they might want to go with content marketing. So that's one of the things that you need to know. And for you to create a valuable support statement, the discovery call is one of the things that you need to, that is one of the vital keys in, creating a valuable support statement. Like asking good discovery question is very, very important. So you cannot really plan a support statement ahead of time. That's the main reason you need to listen during a sales call, because if you don't listen, you cannot create a good support statement that will position your service or your product as a solution to the challenges or to the problem that they are currently facing. So you need to ask great questions and listen to the prospect talk first. Though this conversation, you will discover how and why your product or service could specifically benefit your prospects. If you have done a great research and developed a strong purpose, you may have some ideas in place, but in order to deliver a solid support statement, your ideas should come directly from your conversation with the prospects. So there's usually different ways for you to craft a support statement, and like you can also use a support statement to book a call. You can use a support statement to get someone to go from being a prospect to being a client. And the support statement that you craft should not be like something that is already scripted. Let me say, you can say something like, based on what you have said so far, and this is what you can do for you. Like, that's something that is that might be scripted, but during the conversation, for you to craft a good, what I'm trying to arrive is that for you to craft a solid, you know, support statement, a valuable statement that you support your pitch or what you have to offer, your statement should be from what you guys talked about during the conversation, not a script that you crammed before the sales call. So your support statement should be crafted from, you know, the conversation that you guys have had. By connecting the support statement directly towards the prospect just told you, your credibility increases. That's the number one thing that happens, because when you connect, you know, when I connect A to B, and that is going to give us, when I connect AB to AB, that's going to give us 2B. So what's going to happen is that the value of B is going to increase to 2. And that's exactly what happens when you connect, you know, the problem of the client to the problem of the client to your value, your valuable support statement, or you can just call it your support statement. Your credibility is going to, you know, increase in their eyes. He will know that you are listening in the conversation, and the prospects will feel that, you know, you care, and he believes that you might want to help him. And one of the easiest way to create a good support statement is to make the call about him and not about you. I've talked about this many times in this podcast. The easiest way to get someone interested in what you have to offer is to make the conversation about them and not about you. Like, that's very, very simple. So if you involve the prospect in a support statement, he is far more open to your suggestions and ideas. So for you to do that, you need to clarify the problem or challenge you believe you had to be sure you got it right. So during the sales conversation, you need to ask questions. If someone told you that, okay, my goal is to generate $10,000 before the end of this month, or my goal is to generate is to book 50 calls because before the end of this month, you may say something like, so from what you have said so far, you told me that your goal is to generate 50 calls from, you know, before the end of this month. Is that right? If that's what they say, they'll say yes. And you need to confirm everything that your prospect said. You need to recap what they told you during the sales conversation. You need to say what they said before, you know, you say the next thing that you want to say. You need to confirm it. So for example, this was one of the support statements this somebody had this earlier when calling a travel industry executive in regards to her selling strategy. So here is the support statement. Jen, thank you for sharing so much information with me. You have given me great responses to my questions. There's a lot we can do together. First, let me clarify to make sure that I understand you correctly. Your biggest challenge right now, as you are new in your role, is motivating and supporting your sales team in this competitive environment. Is that correct? So you can see what happened here was that, you know, we recapped what they talked about. Like, this was a challenge that this new guy that maybe he was giving in his new role, maybe he was the managing director, or he was not his new CMO of the company. And one of the major challenges he was facing was motivating the salespeople and, you know, getting them to hit their quotas in this competitive environment. And this guy, and Jen did a wonderful job here by, you know, here's what she said. First, let me clarify just to make sure I understand what you said correctly. then you ask a question. You can, so let me give you an example. What Jane said here is, first, let me clarify just to make sure that I understood you correctly. Your biggest challenge right now, as you are in your real new role, is motivating and supporting your sales team in this competitive environment. Is that correct? So, assuming you're selling content marketing, and if you're selling content, if you write contents for people, if you create contents, and let me see, the major problem that the person that you're selling to is because their content is not converting people to clients, or their prospects, their content is not getting enough reach. So what you might say is, so you can say something like, John, let me clarify just to make sure I understood you correctly. Your biggest challenge right now is that the content that you're currently creating is not generating enough customers for your business. Is that correct? Simple. That's just the script. That's just all you need to say. You need to say this, and you need to add the problem that they told you about. So now that you have said this, why you might feel you have an instructional team, you don't feel that they have the support of proper training and clear objective. This is only to you because this team just came under your supervision. Your primary focus is marketing and public relations. Is that correct? Bam. The person you might be talking to, the main reason why they are not currently generating content, they are not currently generating customers from their content, might be that they are focusing on ads. And this question will tell you more about, you know, you just need to ask some of these questions to understand what they are facing and how you can help them. So after you ask this question, for you to, you know, move forward to the next step of the conversation, what you need to say is, thank you for being honest, or thank you for being transparent. What I would love to do is discuss a few ideas on suggestion of how to approach this challenge. Some tools and technique I feel would be a perfect fit for you and help you more than your objective. Then the call continues from there. If you want to turn your prospect into clients, then you need to transition to the sale with a meaningful support statement. That's just a simple cheat. You don't need to cram a B2B sales script on your head. You don't need to use the purple cow clause, or the red violet clause, or the goodbye clause, or the scarcity clause, or the yesterday clause, or the this and this clause. And you don't need to use any of those things. What you need to do is to create a valuable support statement that will get people to, you know, to feel that you really care about them, and what you have to offer can solve the problem that they have. So that's the end for this, you know, episode. If you need help with your email campaigns, you need help with code emails, you want to generate more leads for your business, you are a new startup, you want to get more investors, you are a SaaS company, so you want to, you know, reduce the churn rates, you want to convert more free trial users to premium users, you're an entrepreneur, you want to set up email campaigns, you're an e-com brand, you want to set up email campaigns, all you have to do is find me on LinkedIn at Melvis Courage and send me a message. Thank you for listening. And if you find this podcast valuable, all you can do for me right now is to share it with a friend or someone you think might learn something from this. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.